for BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with Sister Amanda Kingsford, and she is an online hiring coordinator at BYU Idaho. How are you today, Sister Kingsford?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. So you are going to be speaking and at a BYU Idaho devotional coming up here pretty soon. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself and about your devotional. So first, can you tell me about yourself?
Yes, I'd be happy to. My husband and I, we both grew up in the Rexburg area, and after we were married, we lived in various places to finish school and start my husband's career. But about 20 years ago, he was offered employment in the area, and since we have a lot of extended family, we thought it was a very appealing option to relocate our family to Rexburg, Idaho, and we've been here ever since. We really love it.
That's great. I was able to read a little bit about you and read the text of your devotional talk before this interview. And so I saw that you actually attended Ricks College for a while. Is that true?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
In the day, I was able to attend for 2 years.
That's awesome. And now you're an employee here at BYU Idaho. What has your overall experience been like at Ricks College and BYU Idaho?
You know, there's just such a great feeling being a part of campus as a student and as an employee. It's different in some ways. It's the same in some ways. Just that feeling of connectedness with, you know, being a part of the Lord's school and all the many ways he's trying to bless the lives of students and employees. Things are always changing at BYU Idaho, but it's really exciting to be a part of because at its heart, it's the same.
I've spoken to a lot of past speakers at devotional, and a lot of them love to tell me kind of the story of what happened when they got the phone call that they needed to speak at devotional. What was your experience like?
Well, I was completely taken by surprise. I never thought this opportunity would come to me, so definitely was not expecting it. Pretty much blown away. but they're very encouraging and positive, and the invitation came right around general conference time. And I just, the words of President Nelson, to let the Lord prevail in your life, was foremost in my mind. And so I accepted the opportunity, knowing that he would help me make something out of this experience and say things that would be pleasing to him and hopefully some things that would encourage and uplift students.
Definitely. So like I said before, I was able to read your devotional talk that will be played on Tuesday. Can you tell me, how did you come up with your devotional topic, and what does it mean to you?
When I was invited to speak, I was encouraged to remember that the students are my main audience and to choose something that would be uplifting and encouraging to them. I'm a mom of BYU Idaho students, and so the first thing I thought was, what would I want my own children to hear and to know? Because I realize obtaining a college education is a rewarding but very challenging time in your life. I tell my own kids, trust in Heavenly Father, work as hard as you can, and things just tend to work out. So that's kind of where I started.
In your devotional, you talk a lot about trusting the Lord. Your talk's title is actually Put Your Trust in God Continually, and I love that. I feel like it's especially relevant for college students. You know, there's a lot of unknowns for the future, so trust is something that's definitely going to be beneficial. So what kind of role has trust played in your life, trusting in God?
You know, I look back on my life and, you know, the times that I put aside my fear and doubt, and I just lay my burdens at the Lord's feet and say, I'll work as hard as I can, and I'm, you know, trusting that you'll help me get through this or make something positive out of this. He's never disappointed me. things haven't always turned out as I would initially hope or expect, but it always turns out for my best good. And that's a promise that he makes to us in the scriptures, and I know that his promises are sure. And so the older I get, the more I trust in him, because he is the one constant in this, you know, we've had a very chaotic year, and so he's just that one constant, and I just love and appreciate him for that. One of the things that I learned in researching and studying prior to my talk, just what was the difference between faith and trust, or are they the same thing? And one thing that I realized is that, you know, faith, it comes before there is any evidence. We have faith in things before things are made known to us, but trust is actually belief based on evidence. And the Lord has given me so much evidence in my life that, so much evidence to trust him, that just reinforces my confidence.
Yeah, I loved some of the examples you gave of experiences in your life where you just had to trust and just keep putting one foot forward. I guess, how have those experiences influenced your trust in God and strengthened that relationship?
You know, those are two kind of spiritually defining moments in my life. I'll never forget them. You know, years later, the spiritual impact continues to be great. I don't think I appreciated that they were spiritual experiences at the time, but years later, I realized what really was happening in those experiences, that they were evidence of the Savior's light, of his involvement in the details, and how things work out. So, yeah, they're just powerful experiences from my life that I'll just never forget.
Definitely. So I guess, what else would you want students right now to know or to learn about trust, or just learn about in general?
Well, you know, sometimes trust can be difficult, because maybe other people in our lives have, you know, damaged or hurt our trust in some way. So there's always fear and doubt when you do place your trust in others. And I think that kind of carries over sometimes in our relationship with Heavenly Father and the Savior. I think the more we come to know them by making daily connections and just realizing who they are, that they are the most perfect, the most perfect individuals. They have all knowledge, that we can trust them with complete confidence. They've already earned our trust, so we just need to exercise that vulnerability, I guess, and see how things play out. Anyway, the witness always comes after, but I think it's important to realize there. You know, we put our trust in other people all the time. We trust airline pilots, drivers of vehicles to get us, you know, to places safely, and they're imperfect people. So it is interesting that sometimes we doubt the two most perfect and all-knowing individuals. But we need to push through that fear and doubt and be vulnerable and let them guide us where they'd have us go.
What would you want, maybe one of the biggest actions or takeaways for people to get from listening to your talk?
I guess I would hope that they would be willing to strengthen others around them. Think back in their own lives of situations where they trusted and the Lord's hand was revealed in their life, helping them in some way, that they would reflect upon those things and share them with other people. Because when we actually share our experiences, you know, we really strengthen others. I love it when I hear faith promoting experiences from others. It strengthens my own resolve, and I just think something really powerful happens. It strengthens our own testimony when we share our witness of these principles, and it increases our gratitude. So it's just this perfect cycle that comes about. But that's what I would hope. I would hope students would think back experiences that they've had where they've seen the Lord's hand, where they've trusted him and things have worked out, and that they'd be willing to share that with others, friends and family, and strengthen their trust in the Lord as well.
Well, thank you, Sister Kingsford, for answering a few of our questions about your devotional.
You're welcome.